of the Orbit.
Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Reset. I'm gonna welcome everyone back because happy to have everyone here doing another episode, getting things ready. So I'm gonna introduce my team. I have Chris.
Hi.
He said hi because that's what he does to women on the street. I have Lawrence.
Yo,
because that's also what he says to women on the street.
It is, actually.
I have myself. Radio Mike, because obviously I have to be here, otherwise none of this would be possible through me, Jesus Christ. And we have a new segment for you guys. We have a news section that's going to give you news, because that's important, because everyone needs that. So we have a new member of the team, Celeste.
Hi, everybody. Woo!
So,
okay.
Moving forward, we're going to jump right into things, and we're going to move to our PS3 team, and that's Chris.
This is a sad, sad week for the PS3, but more news on that in the future. thank you, Lawrence. My first game that I'm going to be talking about is Dead Space. It's coming out
Comes out on Tuesday.
It's actually looking really good. I usually am not so... I like an FPS just like anybody else, but I usually try and... I'm kind of conservative nowadays because I got really upset by Force Unleashed, so... Yeah, it made me sad. So I
who did get upset by the Force Unleashed?
Yeah, I know. That
specifically
was,
on the Wii.
It was sad. It was just sad. So anyway, Dead Space, blowing off chunks of aliens in a horror survival action FPS.
Well, third person shooter.
Third person.
Third person shooter. Yeah. I think the actual word that they're using for their PR team is strategic dismemberment. So
I take a gun and I shoot at something and its arm falls off.
But then it can attack you twice as fast.
Exactly. And then its arm grows back if you leave it alone too long.
It's like, whatever. Just all you need to know is Dead Space.
Yeah. Dead Space, good. Dead Space, good.
In fact, sweet. Tuesday, if you're not playing Dead Space, then you're in Dead Space. So there you go.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, what else is hitting on the PS3?
So we got FIFA 09, which is more FIFA.
which is better than less FIFA?
Well, I mean... Every year FIFA comes out, I play Winning 11, or Pro Evolution, something that the international people who actually play soccer play, whereas FIFA is more for Americans who don't actually play or watch soccer.
So that's goes, yo, I like FIFA.
It's like, yo, I like playing the other football. Okay.
So I like FIFA 94. FIFA 94 was great.
Yo, just play Winning 11, man.
Yeah, just play Winning 11. And
wait for it to come out. Yeah, it's coming out soon. Golden Axe. Beast Rider.
That's in the title. It says Golden Axe. Beast Rider.
My God, they should have let this game die the natural network occasional download eventually in the future.
What do you mean eventually? It's going to be on the Xbox Live Marketplace the week after.
Exactly.
The original Golden Axe.
Exactly. That's the way Golden Axe should have been revived, not as a crappy. Well, not crappy. It's just like
just
generic
crappy.
And crappy. Generically crappy.
So
it's
bland, crappy. So like macaroni you get out of a box.
It's like a third person. I press buttons and I kind of want to be God of War, but then it doesn't manage.
You don't want Golden Axe to ever become God of War. And I'm pretty sure Golden Axe can never become God of War.
It won't. It won't. It can't and it shouldn't have tried.
David Jaffe would slap you compare his game to God of War.
We're not even talking about God of War right now. We're not doing that.
Yeah, we're not. We're not having that moment.
Okay, so next one up is Rock Revolution, which is Rock Band.
It's like if any of you saw the E3 press event at Konami for Rock Revolution, then you know why that game has failed.
And if you didn't, you need to go to YouTube and Google that.
In fact, go to YouTube.
Go to YouTube and Google that.
And you Googleize.
Yeah. You know
Konami
what? Stick
press event E3.
Stick with Rock Band 2 and Guitar Hero.
No, just stick with Rock Band 2.
Yeah. Well, no, Guitar Hero 4 looks like it's going to be
good.
It's
not called Guitar Hero 4. It's called Guitar Hero World Tour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that means Guitar Hero 4 comes out, they can say it's Guitar Hero World Tour's fault for being bad.
Yeah. In any case, yeah, those look much better. Don't really mess around with Rock Revolution that much. Unless you're really bored and you need lots of money. In which case, you'd probably be listening to the show anyway.
Yeah, that comes out this week.
Saints Row 2.
With more Gary Busey.
Like, seriously. This game actually looks worse than the first one. The first one was fun because the explosions looked really cool.
Looks like Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So we
it looks like a PS2 game.
Which it should be compared to a Grand Theft Auto. What Grand Theft Auto game does this look like?
It's like Lego hands.
It's just everyone's like...
Honestly, no. I think San Andreas actually might have looked even better. I think it might all be back to Liberty City Stories or Vice City.
A handheld game on a console.
Yeah, and you're getting charged $60 for
full
something.
Price.
Yeah,
this wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it doesn't look good enough.
It's not worth $60.
It's like, look, you have Grand Theft Auto 4, right?
Yes.
Which is
Grand Theft Auto 4. Yes.
Yes. Whatever. And then you have Saints Row, which is supposed to be like Grand Theft Auto competitor-killer?
Yeah, it's Grand Theft Auto anti. So it's like everything that you're not supposed to be allowed to do realistically in Grand Theft Auto 4, you can do in Saints Row, and it's supposed to be real. Like,
but it fails.
Slapping women.
But it fails.
More Gary Busey, so.
Yeah, I mean,
if
I'm buying a game for Gary Busey, then that's just that.
Like
anyway.
I said, it's like, guess what comes out this week? Dead Space.
So it was Keith David in Saints Row 2?
Yes. Yes, confirmed. On IMDb, done.
Okay, and the only exclusive coming out in next week actually is SOCOM Confrontation. And actually, I've heard good things about SOCOM. There was actually a lot of people who really wanted this to come out because there haven't been that whole tactical Navy SEAL, I can radio to my buddies and shoot a guy in the head from across the map and not ever have to see him sort of thing. They've been really...
tactical shooter. Yeah. It's like they got that in SOCOM. For all those people who got into the beta, not me. So whoever got to play that, kudos.
Yeah,
Let me know how that was, because I didn't get into the beta.
And I'm coming to your house.
I had a PS3 at launch, and I didn't get into the beta. Sad. Yeah. Still didn't get into the Little Big Planet beta, neither.
So much wasted money.
Oh, don't even get me started.
$600. I can't get into no betas. I didn't get no email for home or anything. Like, I live in a home.
don't even say the word home in front of me.
I can't even get into home.
Don't even say the word home in front of me, because that makes me sad, because I still can't do it.
Really? That's all it takes? Home.
Yeah, no.
Home.
No.
Home. Smoke.
Sony, how did you make me wait that long for home? You're still making me wait. Shame on you.
That's why I don't have any exclusives, because they don't know how to put out their first party titles.
Seriously.
Remember when they announced Home, like, at E3, like, 5 years ago?
And it was going
like,
to be...
And they're like, yo, it's going to launch simultaneously with the PS3. Then they're like, a year later, it's going to come out that October. And I was so excited, it never happened. Then it's like, yo, next November is going to happen. Didn't happen.
No.
And now this year, they're like, yo, we're going to have an open beta or something, maybe. All I care about is that I can put episodes of Naruto and Heroes on my PS3.
But you can't.
And then invite people
not
to
yet.
Come over to my
not,
house.
Well, you can't.
You won't be able to do it before Xbox again.
Yo, shut up. No, well, I have to have an account on Netflix. I can't just put episodes of Naruto on my 360 and then have you watch them.
And it's also cost you money, whereas Home's supposed to be
we'll
free.
Find out.
Supposed
November
to be
19.
Free. Supposed to be
free. Well, you'll find
I
out.
Heard you can pull videos off your Xbox if you download it and just broadcast.
But what if you didn't download them? Like, what if you're streaming them off another media? Don't know yet. Once again, we'll know in a month.
Yeah.
It's like most of us will.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so... So I have good news and bad news. Little Big Planet is sick, and that makes me happy. And that's my good news. And then my
bad
news...
bad news.
My bad news actually helps my buddy here, Lawrence, out with his next thing. Because nice little segue.
Because, oh, yeah, here's how we do it. Here's how we
no,
do it.
This is going to hurt it's so like, bad me saying this
wait,
aloud.
Here's how we do this. What game that was originally intended for release only on the PS3 is now coming out simultaneously worldwide, day and date, on the 360 next year in September? You have four choices. Batman Beyond the game. Spider-Man 5 the game. Pokemon. Just whatever subtitle, because I don't know which one they're on. Platinum. Pokemon Platinum, because that's you give always one stupid answer. And then Tekken 6. In fact, you know what?
You know, it's Pokemon and Tekken 6, I think.
Because Pokemon's going to the 360. Pokemon buys the rights for Tekken. Yo, if Pokemon ever goes to the 360, I'm done.
They got Banjo-Kazooie? I mean, why not? And Viva Pinata. Because,
like, if they get Pokemon, that means everything's going to be DLC. And that means I'm going to have to buy all my Pokemon. I'll do it.
Wow.
Just to be better than other people. And it'll look just like the one on the DS. And I'll pay $70 for it. How many Microsoft points does that transfer to? 700? Like, what is the equation? Like, does it work the same with the dollar to yen?
Like, 16 is 20. Like, 1600 is $20.
1600 points is $20. So, $70 would be a dumb number. None of us are good at that.
No, no. I'm not.
But yeah, you're talking like 5800 points, maybe. Somewhere.
But yeah, so like, seriously, Tekken.
Tekken 6. Tekken 6, the game that I played in Vegas and was salivating over and looks absolutely beautiful, and everybody in the entire game is absolutely broken. Everyone is broken. If you are a noob, don't play it.
But that's not the point we're getting at. It's like the point is play Tekken. Now everyone gets to play Tekken with their
You know what, actually,
everybody gets to do 13 hit juggles with Lily.
You know what, actually, that could help me, because that means all the guys who've been playing on PlayStation will have they won't have much of an advantage. Well, a slight advantage from Dark Resurrection Online, but it'll be fun, because then a bunch of people that normally would not be playing Tekken because they're 360 people would be able to play against me now. And that makes me happy.
That's awesome.
That makes me happy. There's one good thing about this. I have more booties for me to kick.
You have more booties?
More booties for me to kick.
That's how I felt with Soul Calibur. Hey,
yeah. I mean, I'm cool with that. The more this comes out on, like Street Fighter 4, I'm not upset that went to every system.
Well, you can't be upset because...
No, it was going to, and I knew it was going to.
I'm not even gonna play that.
It's like, who cares about Street Fighter 4? Yeah, I said it. I'll say it again. What about it?
Yes! I'm going to take you outside.
Whoa.
No, actually, that's not a little...
That sounds less like you want to fight me. Like,
yeah.
He's like, let's go out back tonight. Holiday. They just doing the George Lucas to me.
No!
Just leave Indiana alone!
But Tekken has left the PS3 and, well, it's on the PS3 also, but it's left exclusively, and that Sony kind of you know what? Sony has, this is the worst that anyone has ever handled a system ever.
It all started with the failure at E3 when Xbox, Microsoft came out on stage, and they said 10 things. And one of those things was the president of Square Enix coming onto that stage and showing three trailers. One of those trailers being Final Fantasy 13 going to
on the 360.
I felt my testicles just immediately.
That was
because I think that's what made me a man that day.
Right there, Final Fantasy 13 and Xbox 360. What?
It's like, yo, there's bass in my voice, hair in my chest. It's like, yo, Fred has a mustache now. Because it's coming out in 360. He said, what? just looks like one of the dudes from ZZ Top.
Oh, man. I don't understand how Sony...
let me stop, because friends going to listen to this. It's like, no one's going to get this, because all of these people who listen to this are not friends.
It's just like, it's Fred.
It's like, it's a challenger approaching.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I shouldn't have said his real name.
Yeah,
now people
are going to
Google.
It's like, now
Come on now, realistically, do you think Fred has that much online about himself?
I don't know. Have you ever searched Google for Fred?
What?
No.
You might get something that you're not ready for.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so now I'm segueing into our next section.
So now we're just, like, rough transition into Lawrence.
Yes,
so,
right.
It's like, so now moving on, we're going to go to our Team 360.
Okay, for the 360, the releases this week are pretty much mostly what's on the PS3. We have Dead Space, again, probably at a lower frame rate. is FIFA 09 on the 360?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Everything is the same.
Well, it's an EA game, so that'll probably also have a reduced frame rate.
Easy to get achievement points, though.
Yeah, easy achievement points. Just 1,000 just for turning it on. Yeah. Golden Axe, Beast Rider. To be honest, I didn't even pay this much attention. I'd like to say I even watched a trailer for it, but I didn't.
Yeah, so, dude.
Mostly because, I mean, seriously, they took the concept of something that was actually entertaining, if somewhat cheap sometimes, and turn it into just, like, a watered-down 3D action adventure
better
game.
Where
you ride yeah, animals. Viking
yeah,
and Conan!
Waste your money on,
yeah, right.
Don't spend $60 on Beast Rider X, man, whatever. Spend, like, 1,200 Microsoft points and buy Castle Crashers.
That may or may not be a better idea, yes, actually.
Yeah.
Rock Revolution... Yeah, everybody already said, like, yo, just get Rock Band 2.
In fact, once again, Google Eyes, the video on YouTube, that's it, done.
Yeah, just go to YouTube and type in Rock Revolution E3 press conference or something along those lines, and you'll get treated to something that'll just make you cry. It's so sad watching that woman do that. Saints Row 2, nobody really likes it, but despite the fact that it's ugly as all hell, it does look entertaining.
And it'll sell. I mean, because you get to kill people.
I mean, I'll play somebody else's copy.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, they actually, at the place who will not be named, over on the street that will not be named, they actually have, they managed to...
The street that will not be named, okay.
Well, no, because yeah, what I'm about to say technically is a big no-no. They have managed to actually burn all their 360 games. So when they come in and do...
Oh, that's highly illegal, yeah.
That's a big no-no.
Yeah, so we don't talk about that because it's a no-no because we don't add...
Well, no, we're not mentioning
people,
so
we're not telling
you to go and burn your games.
But
we're just telling people
to do it. I don't even know how.
Exactly, none of us know how.
I have no...
What?
I'm just trying to...
What's the internet?
What are you talking about? I don't know. I'm not familiar with...
I know three things. Al Gore invented the internet. He knows how the tubes work, and he stopped global warming. Done. Confirmed. Scoop. But we don't advocate piracy in any way.
No, we don't.
No, we wink. Don't wink.
None of us do.
Just don't.
No, I totally.
None of us are special awards.
I bought all of my Dreamcast games. Every single one of my Dreamcast games I bought.
Yeah, my PSP has like 70 UMDs sitting next to it, dude.
Yeah.
70.
That.
All of them.
That.
Man.
They're invisible.
Like, did you just give me like Evangelion today?
Yeah, on DVD, it cost me $50, too.
Wait, which Evangelion are we talking about?
It's like,
yo,
I bet if we go to Amazon.com right now, we can pre-order it.
Yeah.
And then after we're done pre-ordering, we can watch it.
Whatever.
But once again, we don't advocate piracy.
Ever.
Man.
I didn't even know it was possible. I did not think it was possible.
You can burn Xbox 360? Oh, my God.
Because that'd be stupid, because otherwise... Dumb.
Exactly. Like, you go to Blockbuster, and you
rent
something for $5, and then you got it.
Three.
Although I will say, like, once you get out of Vault 101, the game gets really interesting. It gets real fire. Once you meet dog meat, like, 12 hours into the game.
Because,
you just don't get dog meat. Like, you have to do all kinds of dumb stuff to get that dog. And then it dies.
Yeah, that can happen.
Yeah, I know, but, like, you gotta take care of it.
But we don't know any of that because
we haven't played the game.
I know this from watching videos.
Yeah, so many videos. So many videos.
So many videos, especially the ones at my house. But
good news for the 360, which is coincidentally bad news for everyone that's not the 360. As you've heard, Tekken 6 is coming to the 360. It's also going to the PS3, but the PS3 has like 4 people playing it right now, so... Technically, it's just coming out in a 360.
It's like, that's not true. At least 20 people on my friends list.
Seriously.
I have upwards of 40, and I don't even know. Well, never mind. But anyway, and I have a 360, by the way, which should be obvious, but in case it isn't, I have to clarify that.
Yeah.
So that makes me happy, because I have a 360, and I was going to get a PS3 for Tekken, but now I don't have to spend $400 on that. That makes me smile on the inside, because that's $400 I can spend on...
More games.
I don't know. Something.
For the 360.
Yeah, like Dead Space and Fallout and Tekken.
You know how much my 360 bought and paid? You know how much my 360 actually cost me?
How much?
$70.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Steal my friend?
Everybody paid like dumb prices for theirs.
So
I went to the store and
gave
dude like $200.
Has an HDMI port on it?
It's one of the newer ones too. $70.
Congratulations.
I know.
This
some
be shaking Chris's hand.
Yeah. Yeah. I was very happy. My PS3 actually cost me $250 the first time, and then the second time it was $400.
Second time.
Second time. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I got mine stolen.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I had to buy it.
People still steal systems.
Yeah.
And they pirate games too.
Yeah.
Neither of which we advocate.
Stupid pirates.
Not
I like ninjas. I hate pirates.
Yeah, pirates. Okay.
That's why One Piece sucks.
I don't think
One Piece is balls.
One Piece is gay. If you like One Piece, guess what? Yeah, you're also a pirate.
Oh no, but seriously though, like this is like a big stab in the heart to everything that Sony consists of, as far as like them having things that they can leverage against other consoles. And
you know, I'm really happy I got both systems now.
It started at E3.
I'm really happy I have a 360.
But like really, it started at E3 and it was like, guess what? We have this. And ever since E3, Microsoft has slowly just been turning the knob inside
just nightstick
of Sony. Just like,
to them.
Like if this were an episode of Oz, Sony would be the guy in the wheelchair who actually is Michael from Lost. So he's the guy in the wheelchair.
Whoa! I had to do it.
And he gets hired by Clown, and the clown happens to be Microsoft.
You know what I'm actually
lovely.
You know what I'm actually
curious
about?
Sorry, great analogy, because if you watch Oz, which is an awesome show, by the way, out on DVD now.
I used to. I kind of had to stop. It just destroyed me. I was done with it. So.
It's like, but seriously, so is that it on the 360?
On the 360 front?
360 completely just takes everything that makes Sony...
Yes, what, like, bit by little bit.
So, yo, you know, the next... I'm predicting this.
It's like Gran Turismo.
It's like Gran Turismo 5.
No.
If that happens, one, we called it, and two...
There's only
Gran Turismo on the 360. I'm gonna just do backflips.
I'm just trying to think what games should not and cannot be done on the 360. That if they went over to
Metal Gear Solid 4, they could re-release
it. You need to stop because guess what they're doing?
They're talking about it. They're trying to make that happen.
Re-release, like you know how they do like Subsistence Magic,
yeah,
or whatever. They're doing the next one is like Metal Gear Solid 4
Existence.
Old,
yeah, it's called Existence or something.
And it's real funny because they have two SKUs up. One of them is for the PS3 and the other one's not listed. And I don't like that. I don't like that at all. Because that means it could be on the 360 or the Wii.
It ain't going to be on the Wii, dude.
It'll be on the Wii. It'll be on the Wii on 37 disc compilation.
Yeah, it's going to look like Metal Gear Solid 2.
It'll look like Twin Snake.
just Lego hands.
Just CJ.
Just do the head bob when they talk.
The only last solace of the PS3. Besides, things like Resistance and Killzone 2 and
that
sort of stuff. I mean, it's coming out.
Like,
it's going to kind of sell.
Don't say Resistance, say Killzone.
But I'm saying it's going to sell a little bit, but it's not going to be big.
Killzone's good.
Killzone went to the 360.
Well, that would be disgusting. That's never going to happen, though.
That never will happen. Cause that,
much as I'd like it to, it wouldn't even run properly. Like, look at it. It don't run on a PS3.
I trade you Killzone for Gears.
I'd take that.
Nah, I would take that.
I would take that real quick because I'd see...
Actually, no, I don't want Gears.
PS3?
I don't want Gears.
In fact,
you'd
probably be corny. They'd be like, we're Valve, we don't care.
And no. The EA.
The
EA
only thing, the only last, the last solace of the PS3.
Just Ubisoft Montreal.
Jeez. The last solace of the PS3 is actually forcing actually getting the programmers, at some extent, to actually write the programs for the games that actually use all the cells in the cell engine. If they actually manage to do that and actually use both layers of the disc, stuff like Metal Gear Solid 4 or something
which
like that.
It's sad because Metal Gear Solid 4, as awesome as it looked back in June, is completely shat on by Resident Evil 5.
Yeah, Resident Evil yeah, 5 I is mean, so much better than Metal Gear Solid 4.
Did you see Albert Wesker?
And that's how it looks on a 360 and a PS3, yeah, dude. Done.
Done. Confirmed. Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid 4 can't be done on a 360?
Metal Gear Solid 4 can be done, just...
It won't be
the
same
way.
It won't be the same.
And they're gonna have to change all that dialogue.
if they actually manage to write games like that, though, then it will. That's the only way the PS3, I think, is gonna be able to
handle
it.
I mean, if it comes out, it's gonna cost me like $4. I mean, however much the game costs.
Yeah, once again,
it's like however much the game costs.
Yeah, it's
$4. But that's the only way the PS3 is gonna be able to come out, be able to hold on to the market right now. Because as it is, they're losing all the reasons that people bought the PS3 in the first place.
Like I can't wait to go to GameStop.
There were reasons to buy one.
Well, you know, besides the Blu-ray player and besides the hard drive space,
there are cheaper Blu-ray players now.
No, there are.
There are no Blu-ray players that will play the Final Fantasy 13 demo on Advent Children in March.
Okay. You know what I'll be playing? Tekken 6.
In September.
So I don't care.
I played, seriously, that game is mind-boggling.
Yeah, it'll be mind-boggling on my arcades, dude. You don't get my achievement points.
On your 360. We'll get trophies.
Yeah, actually,
you'll get your cheap trophies.
I hate you. All right. Anyway, all right, they're all dead.
Anyway, more important than both the 360 and the PS3 combined, because the sales make up for that, is the Nintendo Wii. It could be as cute as it wants. It's like outsell us. Period.
It's
You too. Both of you combined, yeah, making babies in Japan once. And then guess what we're releasing this week, and it's just gonna like just completely shit on everything that you guys did for the whole month. We're releasing all kinds of games on the Wii. Actually, the Wii has the most diverse release list this week.
So much shovelware, it just fits.
Not even
category of
Wii Sports 25.
So this week.
Like Wii Butt Scratcher. Butt Scratcher.
This week on the Wii, we have Army Men, Soldiers of Misfortune.
Yeah, because that looks great.
Which is a remake of the original Army Men 3D on the Nintendo 64.
You're joking.
No, not even. It's a remake of the one on the Nintendo 64.
A remake?
Like, they took that game and they redid it for the Wii, so now it has, like, Waggle.
Well, you look at the Wii, so it's just Army Men 64 with Waggle.
Yeah, it's Army Men 64 with Waggle.
So, Army Men with Lego hands and
what? Because everything has Lego hands. Also, this week is Boogie Superstar, which is like a continuation of that Boogie Superstar thing they had during the summer for girls. So, it's like if you want to sing slutty songs and you're 11, then it's for you.
Seriously, does that count as a release?
It is a release. Wow. All over my walls. There's actually a game called, get this, Jeep Thrills. As in Jeep Thrills, because you did... All right, whatever.
I'm kind of scared. What is
there's another game called Twin Strike Operation. It's a RTS for the Wii. It's pretty cool.
I'll just play Yager Union.
Yeah, you can play Yager Union on the PSP. And then lastly is The Littlest Pet Shop, which is supposed to be like not the Pet Shop of Horrors with Rick Moranis, because that'd be awesome. I'd buy this, like, feed me, Seymour. You got to shove the Wiimote in her face and feed her people, and that'd be cool. But no. And then also Sam and Max Season 1, which was already released on Steam like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And then also released on the Xbox
yeah.
10 years ago. And then released on the PS2 again.
Yeah.
And then released on PC again.
Yeah.
On Mini Nova. Okay.
What?
What is a Mini Nova?
Sure.
I don't know. Yo, I have no idea. Maybe we should all watch One Piece tonight. Because there's a new episode of that. I wonder how we're going to get it since we don't have TV Tokyo.
Oh.
That's going to be hard.
Before we watch it, can I put mouthwash in my eyes just to make sure that I'm extra clear and clean for watching the pain and suffering that's going to be on my TV?
Well, you can, because actually that's how you watch One Piece. They tell you before you do it. Just dump scope into your face, and then it makes it... Because like that's the only way you can see the show.
It blurs it out, and it looks cool.
Because then it just looks like a Gainax cartoon, but it's not. Because then it's like if you watch One Piece while you're doing 5 drugs at once, you unlock an achievement on your 360 and accomplishment.
Survived One Piece for 24 minutes.
It's like listen to the dialogue and understood it 5G. But yeah, that's pretty much it for the Wii. So moving forward, because none of that's really important.
So exciting.
Biggest thing on the Wii, Monster Hunter 3.
Yeah.
Owned. Because guess what? That was supposed to be a PS3 title. Not anymore. So now it's on the Wii. And it has Waggle controls, which are kind of stupid. But it does now confirm it does use the classic controller. Kudos. So I'll be doing that next year, playing Monster Hunter 3.
Wait, next year when it comes over to the U.S.
Wait, how am I going to play Monster Hunter 3 when it only comes out in Japan and the Wii is region locked? I don't know. Maybe I have a friend who has a Japanese PS3. Or Wii. Something. Hopefully they have something so that I can play Monster Hunter at my friend's house in Japan.
Legally.
Over the internet.
Allegedly.
With friend codes. God, you're porn. I don't know why it does that. It just does
that. That definitely was a guy with a hat on.
We're talking about it too much. Back to
the Alright, anyway, so moving forward, I would like to introduce Celeste, who's going to be a big part of the show, who's going to be doing our newest segment, which is our news segment, and we're going to start introducing all kinds of fun facts for those people out there, because obviously if you listen to us because we talk about video games, obviously you spend enough of your money on Pocky and anime, because as Nintendo likes to say, we're not giving out hard drives for nerds and otaku, we dedicate this podcast to nerds and otaku, not pirates though, so you better not be a pirate. If you're a pirate, turn this off now.
Can't listen to it.
Hooks no need apply.
Exactly. So moving forward, we're going to introduce our news section. So, Celeste.
Hi.
Oops. Oh,
Celeste.
Oh,
Celeste.
Hello.
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 Hey, everyone.
class, sitting here going to do anime section for you guys today. Today, I will be reviewing two animes. The first one is Gonzo Striker Witches and Kohime Musou. Okay, Striker Witches, this is the, like, official summary from, yeah. The year is, okay.
Perfect.
Yeah. The year is 1939. It was then the new Roy appeared. Nobody knows where they came from or what their ultimate agenda is. But the fact remains that their attacks drove people out of their homes. In order to take arms against them, humanity develops on an anti-Nuroi weapon called the Striker Unit. Using the power of magic to fight monsters, this device enhances and amplifies. It enhances and amplifies the power of female magic wielders. To use this device, young witches from all over the world have been brought together to form an elite task force called the 501st Joint Fighter Wing, commonly known as Striker Witches. Yay! Okay. I sat through the first episode and I was suffering the entire time. What is that? Too bad.
Starts with that.
Right. Okay, you're all hungry. Shut up. Okay. But yeah, this Striker Unit thing, they like call it a magic broom thing to go with the Strike Witches thing. And the anime is random as all get out. Like, okay.
You sound like you didn't have a fun time watching this.
I didn't. Okay.
Speaking of which, is this out on like DVD or anything like that?
No.
How do you watch this?
You have to go on YouTube or Crunchyroll. Because, yeah, Gonzo, they advertise it on YouTube.
Okay.
So, like, you can find episodes 1 through 13 on there.
So I can watch this legally?
Yeah.
On YouTube?
Yes.
Yes.
Very good.
Uh-huh. Yes, legally.
Very good. I like
because we're all legal.
Because we're cause we all do barely.
I love legal.
Subs and everything, people. But yeah, this has lots of panty shots in it.
Oh, confirmed. Yeah, Witchblade.
Okay,
yeah,
and
Witchblade was cool. This no, never.
Yeah, the girls in this are like little girls, maybe teenager Ooh, age.
Done.
Oh my god, it's so Silver. Wow.
No,
no, like, like if I had to guess, maybe the youngest girl is probably about 14, 15 years old.
Done.
Okay.
Well, there's a teen after that. I mean,
yeah, there's a teen there, but... Yeah,
it could be worse.
It could also be 13.
It's like, it could be worse. I can't.
It's like, okay, at least it's not Kodomo no G-com, but that's a totally different story of its own. That's talking about, like, elementary school age, really. So, yeah, okay.
That's what I'm talking
so,
about.
So, okay, not only that... No one in the anime wears pants or shirts or skirts.
They don't wear pants or skirts.
Skirts, no.
They don't wear pants.
They run around in their undies. This is serious. They run around in their underwear. Like, all the young girls. The older people wear pants and skirts.
Yeah, because old people should wear... It should be mandatory that old people have to wear pants.
Well, old people should have to come outside, ever.
And dudes wear pants. It's just, you know, the little girl people. But, yeah, so...
Do you have to remind you that Japanese men can be reading whatever they want, wink, wink, nod, nod, on the subway trains, and no one cares?
It's like, I can't wait to go to Japan and ride the subway.
Just read like digital Excel or change on the bus. Just,
Not actually to Chris, because I would hope he's not standing across from me.
Okay.
Because that'd be weird.
Yeah, yeah. So about that anime.
Okay, so, yeah... Moving on from reaching out to Chris and doing strange things, but, yeah, okay. Oh, okay, during the fight scenes, alright, because the Striker Unit thing is basically a boot. It's an airplane boot. I call it an airplane boot.
Airplane
it's,
boot.
Yeah. Like, they put it on, it's just like, we can fly, whatever's like that. And they're just like fighter jets, but they're girls with flying boot, airplane boot things on. So,
are there pirates in this anime?
No.
That would be the greatest anime ever. Plain. Loli. It's everything that I need.
Panty shots.
Confirm panty shots because all they wear are panties.
And hooks.
Are
and uniforms?
And of course, yes. They got blue. Yes.
There are sailor outfits.
No sailor outfits yet, but like there is a little character for all your little like special attraction things or whatever. You got your dominant girl with an eye patch with a deep commanding voice. You got your girl with like, oh yeah, I'm all pretty and awesome and blah blah blah. And then you got like your hyperactive little high school, middle school, whatever age she's in, just like, yay, I'm about helping people, blah 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 blah. So yeah, if you like that, then you'll love it. Another cute little tidbit about this is that when the girls, they put on the striker unit.
Sailor outfit. Sailor outfit.
Mike has it on now. It's
wow,
like
there's nothing but candy.
Yo, those girls are like 12 years old.
You know what this is? This is a live action version of that game that's coming up for the PSP, the Moe like tactical.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
This is something
I want
different.
Every episode of this show. Right?
So far,
it's completely different. And no, you don't.
I mean, like if it suits your fancy, because like, okay. Oh, and also. The biggest bit about this is that the girls, when they fight or whatever, they magically sprout a tail and cat ears. I don't know why, but
well,
that just happened.
What the hell are they doing?
Okay,
I
yeah.
I wish you could see this, but it's like they're two and they're like in a 69 position. It's like, yo, I'll be breathing really hard with the episode as well.
And they're breathing extra. And now they're breathing harder. What is this?
I don't think this is from the show.
No. I think somebody made this.
No. And they're definitely opening and closing their eyes and everything, too. It's not a loop.
No, this is like fan subbing or something. No, somebody like did this.
Episode 3. It's from episode 3.
Wow.
What? Okay, seriously, Japanese men are sick.
Alright, we need to put links to that up.
And the crazy thing about this, like, I came across this on Crunchyroll.com, if we can put out whatever's.
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
As long as they pay us.
No, that's real. No laughs. Oh. Wow. Laughing shush. But, yeah, like, I'm thinking, okay, it looks cute. The characters are cute. Animation looks cute. And they're saying that the action scenes and the animation is really good. And so far, I will say that, like, it's true. The action scenes are awesome. You won't be complaining about low frame rates or just like, okay, this just sucks. Why am I watching this? It's really awesome. So it's like, if you like your little girls who have cat ears and kitty tails and, like, lots of panty shots and girls with big guns shooting that crap, then you'll love Striker Witches. Like, it's pretty cool. Like, the animation.
What?
Fighter scenes are awesome.
What? She was 7 years old. What the heck is going on here?
And, yeah.
And she's not wearing any of them.
Wow.
Okay. Yo, there's Richie, we will be putting up links. No, we can't.
Okay.
Because sometimes they're not wearing panty shots. And
sometimes they're not wearing panty shots.
It's like a leaf.
You wear panty shots? Where do I acquire these? I will just have
to go for a whole lot of mindless self-indulgence. Oh, man.
Okay.
That's
a
great song.
Yeah, I think everybody around here likes Striker Witches, so have fun.
Yeah, sure. I like it. I give it a thumbs up. I give it a third one. That's wrong.
Okay.
11 fingers. 11. It's an 11. If I could give it a 12, I would. All
right. It's like, yeah, it's not my cup of tea, you know.
Obviously not.
What's this other anime you were talking about?
The other anime is Koihime Musou. This actually, you can only find it on the web. So far, it's not available to watch on YouTube, and, like, you can't buy it on DVD. But, yeah, this is another ecchi. Lots of big boobs in it. Once again, I just watched it because the characters look cool. It's just like, oh, yay. And it's just like, she has really big boobs. They bounce around a lot.
It's odd. I stumble into these things. So.
It's funny how you're the only person here who's ever seen any of this. I've never heard of Strike Witches until today. And now I have to hear about it every day.
once again, Crunchyroll. That's how I heard about it.
I need to see see this other thing you're talking about.
I need to go to the internet.
But yeah, Koihime Musou, that's more of like a fantasy adventure action thing. The main character is named Kanu, and she's on a quest to travel the lands and defeat bandits, because when she was younger, bandits came into her house and stole crap and killed her older brother or whatever's like that. So yeah, the first anime is cool. She comes across this little girl. It's like, yeah, you're gonna be my big sister and stuff like that. Second episode was just like random Yuri undertones and like girl being in a box and another girl is on top of her and just random noises coming out of a box. It was just like, what? So, yeah, like, I like Koihime Musou because for any of you guys who are into Chinese history, it takes place during the 12 Kingdom period. So you have, like, lots of, it's really cute, like, I like it. The anime, the opening and ending songs are awesome. Like, I'll put a link up, give it the radio mic to put up on the site or whatever. Cool.
It's like, so if I don't feel like playing Romancing of the 12 Kingdoms, I can just watch this anime film just as immersed?
Yeah, pretty much.
Alright, that's cool, because I hate playing it. No, really, I hate that game. And all the people who developed and made that game. In fact, I will buy that game.
Mike is traumatized.
Buy the game just to destroy the disc?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Koei needs to be destroyed.
Koei is destroyed. Make another game that is not... whatever that game's called. Legends.
Koei is the destroy simulator.
Is the destroy simulator.
So, yeah, that's Koihime Musou and Striker Witches, which Mike just loves, apparently.
It's like, yeah, I gotta be about this now, because officially in the last 4 minutes of going to YouTube, I've seen more naked girls than I have ever in life. Oh, man.
I promise it won't be so ecchi-centered. This was completely my idea.
Yeah, next week we'll be straight in all hardcore, unmitigated yaoi.
Wow, we have a shower scene, too.
Yo, why is she wearing a monocle? Oh, no, it's an eye patch. Okay, I thought it was a monocle. I'm like, monocles are awesome.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are, dude. She has a Mangekyo gun. All right. But seriously, though, wait, why does she have the Sharingan? She's like, I see you on the train alone.
Okay, just in case anyone doesn't know what a Sharingan is, watch Naruto.
If you don't know what the Sharingan is, stop. Ooh, she's taking
why
off her clothes.
What is going on here?
Yo, there is no sound.
This is
sparse, 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 Sparta.
Seriously, this show is best watched on mute.
Yeah, because that makes it easier for you to know what's happening in your house. So nobody can walk in on you watching this. But seriously, thank you, Celeste, for the new section this week. Hopefully we'll integrate you a lot more in the coming weeks. Thank you for this wonderful show that you've introduced into my life now. I have to find out everything about this. So, all right, people, that's going to be it this week from Reset?
Is it?
Are we?
Yeah.
Reset?
Maybe.
Okay.
Alright.
This is the Tom Green Show. No, it's not. Because we're all men and not Canadian.
Canadians aren't men?
No, they're not. You see the way their heads opened up? Just blah, 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 blah. Just trash can lids all the time. But seriously, though. Exactly, boots. It's like, they call french fries with gravy poontine. You ever have some poontine?
I have, but it's not french fries with gravy.
Die.
Oh, shut up.
Die.
Shut up. This is not kosher.
No, it's not.
Because the Jews
poontine
would know.
Poontine is not kosher.
But seriously, though, thank you, everyone, for tuning in this week. We'd like to thank our wonderful friends at Ume Kosei and the Remix Rangers for making... Okay. They would like to now be known as the artist formerly known as Ume Kosei and being called the J1 Sound Team. No, seriously, I'd like to thank the J1 Sound Team for the wonderful opening and ending that they have given us now. And I'd like to thank Chris for being here with his legs spread open.
And pants rolled up.
And pants rolled up, man. Just Strike Witches. Just, yo, we're going to do like a parody of Strike Witches just with all men. How about that? And then we're going to upload it.
No.
You're not about that, Chris?
No.
Man, you're, man, you're, you don't have, you,
don't
yeah.
Don't be backs away.
Man, hey, whatever, man. It's like, I thought you were secure in your masculinity.
I do not look good in panties. I'm sorry.
I didn't. You're not going to wear panties, dude. Just naked.
Wow.
I'd also like to thank Lawrence from Team X.
Please, no.
Chris from Team PS3. Lawrence from Team Xbox. Myself from the Wii team. The J1 Sound team. I'd like to thank Celeste for being our new news anchor, being all awesome and telling us about Loli. And I'd also like to thank J1Studios.com. Check it out. Yeah, we are, because I'm saying we're brought to you and broadcast by www.j1studios.com. Duh. If you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, hate mail, if you want to send naked pictures of yourself to our new news anchor, please feel free to do so, because I will delete them. But before I delete them, I will forward them to everyone in my address book. And you can send all email to resetthegame@gmail.com. And any other questions, concerns, feel free to send them to us. And otherwise, stay frosty, and thanks for listening. Kobe.